Part 10, Chapter 2. Johnny's miner's lamp played upon the floors and walls of what seemed like endless corridors and rooms. The place was huge. Offices, offices, offices. Barracks, storerooms. Their footsteps resounded hollowly, disturbing the millennium-long sleep of the dead. The first find was a stack of duplicated routing plans for the base. A Scot found them in a reception desk drawer. They were not very detailed, apparently intended to route visiting officers around. The Scot got permission to distribute, and racing up, miner's lamp bobbing, shoved a copy into Johnny's hand. Level after level existed. There was not just a maze at one level, but also mazes down, down, and down. He was looking for an operations office, someplace where dispatches might mount up, where information was collected. Operations, operations. Where would that be? Behind him, an argument broke out. It was Angus and Robert the Fox at the other end of the corridor. Angus's voice was raised.
I know it's all by elevators.
There was a murmur from Robert.
I know it's all electrical. I've been through all this before at the first school. Electrical, electrical, electrical. It takes generators. And they're just piles of congealed rust. Even if you got one to run, there's no fuel. It's just sludge in the tanks. And even if you put in juice, those light bulbs won't work and the electric motors are frozen solid.
Robert murmured something.
Should be fine.
Sure, the wires may be all right, but even if you got juice in them, all you'd have is an intercom, and we've got that. So stick to miner's lamps. I'm sorry, Sir Robert, but there's just so much dinosaur you can revive from a pile of bones.
Johnny heard Robert laughing. He himself differed a little bit with Angus's point of view. They did not know that there weren't emergency systems that might work some other way. And they did not know that there might not be other fuels in sealed containers that might still function. The chances were thin, but they could not be ruled out. They were despairingly going to rig mine cables to get to the other levels when a Scot found ramps and stairwells going down. Operations. Operations. They found a communications console, the communicator's remains at the desk. Under the dust that had been his hand was a message. Urgent. Don't fire. It isn't the Russians.
Russians? Russians?
Said a Scot.
Who were the Russians?
Thor had come, absent without leave from his shift at the load, but intending to get back. He was part Swedish.
They are some people that used to live on the other side of Sweden. They were run by the Swedes once.
Don't disturb any messages,